Hollywood has long had a love affair with real-life gangsters. John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, Pretty Boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson. A few decades ago, there was a crime boss in France who captured the public imagination just the same way. His name was Jacques Mérine, and he's captured in film, too. The new movie is Mérine, Killer Instinct. Our critic Bob Mondello says this French bad guy gives his American rivals a cinematic run for their money.
Jacques Mérine is cold-blooded, hot-tempered, brutal, and wields a killer smile. This biopic, adapted from a memoir that Mérine wrote while in jail, takes him from shooting unarmed rebels in Algiers to robbing banks and kidnapping a wealthy employer in Canada to breaking out and then back into a supposedly escape-proof prison. The filmmakers never even remotely try to make him appealing, but they sure make him seductive. At one point, they have him dancing with a woman who'll soon be his wife. Sexy, slow, and somehow he's also dancing with the camera. As she melts in his arms, the audience gets caught up in his embrace. Then Mérine returns to his whore, slaughters a pimp, buries a guy alive, and you think, oh yeah, there's that side of it. Jacques Mérine is played by Vincent Cassel, a tall, lanky French star whose intensity is a lot like that of the young Gérard Depardieu. That comparison occurs to me because Depardieu is in this picture, playing a gentlemanly older thug who takes Mérine under his wing and tries to show him how to keep violence and his domestic life separate. Doesn't work. The violence escalates even as Mérine becomes a father, and escalates more when he meets a prostitute who says she's up for anything and becomes a Bonnie to his Clyde. The real Mérine was known as a man of a thousand faces, and the film, or rather films, the second of which arrives in theaters next month, cover the whole of his criminal career. Director Jean-François Richer shot this picture, Mérine Killer Instinct, and the next one, Mérine Public Enemy Number 1, in one long epic shoot across 9 months and several continents. And though there was some talk about condensing the two parts into a single film for American audiences, wiser heads have prevailed. Richer and his screenwriter, who also wrote the terrific French gangster film A Prophet, so he's having a pretty good year, make it a point not to glorify their subject, but that doesn't keep Killer Instinct from playing like a classic gangster flick. This is still the upward half of the story arc, remember? He's still hitting his criminal stride. The fall and paranoia will come in the next part when he becomes Public Enemy Number 1, and anyone who sees this half is going to be clamoring to catch that half on opening day. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.